You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The Central Valley has long faced a news desert as local coverage of the region dried up. But in recent years, the nonprofit Central Valley Journalism Collaborative has been launching projects to bring back local news and accountability with health reporting, coverage in the Merced region, and their latest project is based in the heart of Stanislaus County called the Modesto Focus. Joining us now are three of the individuals behind this new nonprofit newsroom. Marika Rowland is the editor of the Modesto Focus, Garth Stapley is an accountability reporter, and Joe Keita is the executive editor of the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. And just a note, Cap Radio is a partner of the CVJC. Welcome to you all.
Thanks for having us.
Great to be here.
So between the three of you, you have spent decades working in newsrooms in and around Modesto and across the Central Valley. So I would love to just start off by hearing each of you describe the place in a sentence or two from your own perspectives, covering the town and area and calling this place home. Marika?
Sure. Well, you know, Modesto, as you mentioned, is in the heart of Stanislaus County. It's the county's largest city. I think it considers itself a little big city. Sometimes it thinks it's smaller than it actually is. It has over 200,000 people. But it also has really a tight-knit and active community and a lot of emerging music, arts, and culture.
How about you, Garth?
You know, I grew up in Sacramento, and my wife is from Modesto, and so we ended up there. That's where our jobs are and where we decided to raise our family. It's a great place to be. I used to think of it as kind of a small Sacramento, but I'm not sure if that's valid.
Well, I mean, it's about half the size of the city of Sacramento. I think the city is about, you know, 500,000 people here in Sacramento, so perhaps maybe. And the both of you have backgrounds with the Modesto Bee, correct, as journalists?
Correct. All three of us do.
All three. So there's a deep history here. How about you, Joe?
Well, I actually lived in Modesto from 2012 to 2018 when I was editor of the Modesto Bee, and moved to Fresno in 2018 to be executive editor at the Fresno Bee. And even if I want to go into the Wayback Machine before that, I was editor of the Merced Sun Star. So I've kind of lived and worked and led newsrooms in all of these places in the valley. And it's an incredibly special place for me. Originally, I'm from Ohio, suburban Cleveland. But honestly, this is home now. And this is a place that I deeply care about. And adding back to local journalism here is a priority for everything that we do at CVJC.
How has the journalism landscape, locally especially, how has that changed over the last years and decades?
You know, I think it's changed pretty dramatically. And I was just listening to the last segment, and we were hearing about what's happening in Santa Cruz. But, you know, kind of a similar condition has really been in place in Stockton and Modesto pretty much forever, because the media market, TV news, comes from Sacramento. And so in both of those places, Stockton and Modesto, the local newspaper was, you know, kind of the primary news source in a way that maybe it isn't in a place like Sacramento or even Fresno, where there's a robust television market. And so what has happened over time is the newspaper has continued to suffer financially. You know, we went through successive waves of cuts, and then when jobs would come open, they wouldn't be filled. And so what has happened is basically an earthquake in local news, where that foundational local news presence is just no longer there anymore. And so that's what's happened in Modesto, and it's what's happened in all of these communities throughout the valley. And really, it's kind of not unique to the valley. It's happened all over the country. And, you know, we have to really try to find a way to replace that local news and make it strong again. And that's why having Marika and Garth and Modesto Focus is so important, because they know that community, they have sourcing, they've been there for many, many years, and they could really hit the ground running to help add back what has been lost.
Yeah, I mean, it was common back in the day for a TV station in Sacramento to have both bureaus in Modesto and Stockton, and that is not the case. I mean, KCRA still does have a presence down there, but it has dwindled significantly, and Stockton is not Modesto. Modesto, of course, is not Stockton. Yeah. Since the both of you have spent decades at the Modesto Bee in just the Modesto area, I mean, the three of you, but I'm turning this now to Garth and Marijke, how have you seen as journalists coverage change in the time that you have been journalists in the Central Valley? Garth?
Well, just in terms of numbers, there was a time when there were 110 of us in the newsroom in Modesto, specifically the Modesto Bee, where all three of us had worked. And, now they have about 15. And so, there just aren't the resources to cover everything like the paper of record used to do back in the day.
Yeah, Marijke, I mean, that also must be, I mean, clearly both of you and the three of you are so passionate about covering your community. I mean, it must be also kind of emotional seeing it change over in the time that you've been a journalist in the area.
Oh, definitely. I mean, hearing from readers about things we no longer do as a newspaper and coverage that we no longer can provide, you know, all of that has been, disheartening to see over the years. And what we want to do here at the Modesto Focus is really bring back some of the things that are missing. We want to add to the media landscape, and we want to give people more news that's specifically about the community. And that's our entire focus.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And this is through a partnership, or it's actually the CVJC that created the Modesto Focus. So, Joe, if people are just learning about the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, tell us about its mission and its history.
Yeah, so CVJC started around 2021, and it was started by the James B. McClatchy Foundation. So JBMF is not part of the McClatchy Company, but was founded by James B. McClatchy many years ago. And basically, JBMF wanted to try to find a way to help uplift journalism, because in the Central Valley, knowing that journalism is in crisis. And so CVJC was started, and then now has continued to grow with funding not just from JBMF, but from many other philanthropic funders and local donors. And so what has happened is we've been able to do a number of things. We've been able to launch newsrooms in communities that desperately need them. Our first was in Merced, and so the Merced Focus is now about a year and a half old, and we are producing news in a community that, very similar to Modesto, is kind of a appendage of a larger media market, but really doesn't have the strong local news presence that it once had. We started a health equity reporting lab in Stockton and Modesto called The Intersection. That now has expanded throughout the entire San Joaquin Valley and is basically working with partners to get important issues of health and equity out to communities that really, wouldn't see that type of news. And so we have other news partners, including Cap Radio, that pick up that content and partner with us so that we could find as large of an audience as we can. We also do things that have nothing to do with newsrooms. We help train journalists throughout the Valley. We just conducted a training for all Valley journalists, no matter where they work, because I know that journalism budgets at news organizations have been diminished, and training is one of the first things that's been cut. And so we want to help elevate that. We also speak up for local journalism all throughout the Valley and help, create a superstructure so that it can thrive into the future. And then Modesto Focus, which is now in a soft launch phase, it basically started because of local need. The Stanislaus Community Foundation, just a little bit over a year ago now, made a donation to start this after they did a landscape study of the community. And so we have been able to then, leverage the knowledge that we have operating local news organizations to make this happen. And so that's why Modesto focuses there now and is continuing to grow. We have a reporter who's going to be joining us covering bilingual communities who will be joining us in October. Super excited about that. So what we're also not trying to do is replace what we did before with traditional media. We're trying to build back better. And we are going to be approaching this from a way that meets the moment for 2025 and beyond and finds audiences where they are today.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about the Modesto Focus. It's a newly launched news organization in the Central Valley. And we're talking with Mariko Rowland, Garth Stapley, and Joe Kida. This was created by the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. Garth, you are an accountability reporter for the new Modesto Focus. What does that mean to you?
Well, it means that I mostly look at what government's doing, and I try to help people understand it.
And you were a former opinion editor, correct?
I was for about 5 years in Modesto.
Are there any parallels between both of those roles?
Ah, gosh. Just, I guess, in terms of knowing people and the people that you need to hold accountable. No, the approach is very much different. In opinion, you're paid to, say someone's
opine.
Good or bad. and when you're a reporter, no. And especially for a nonprofit, we don't take sides. We try to present the news fairly.
Yeah, I mean, but you also really hit home, aside from the opinion editor, the fact that you have deep connections in Modesto and the Central Valley. If you can just expand upon how valuable that is for journalism, not only journalism, but accountability reporting.
Yeah, super valuable. We just got off the ground a few weeks ago, and the first thing I did was to set up lunches and coffees with a lot of the people that, make a lot of the decisions. And I'm still making the rounds, and that's where most of our good ideas come from.
Yeah. Mariko, you've been on Insight in the past. You were a health equity reporter with The Intersection, also part of the CVJC. You're now an editor for the Modesto Focus. What led to this transition?
Well, I really enjoy being a local journalist. I think local journalism is the kind of journalism that has the most immediate connection with people and also can have extraordinary impact. So when the opportunity arose to move over to be the editor of the Modesto Focus, I was thrilled to take that opportunity and to continue reporting in a community that I've spent, over two decades in now.
What are some of the stories? I know it's new, but what are some of the stories that you're most proud of? Or I guess probably hasn't been too many, of course, but what did you lead with for the Modesto Focus?
Well, luckily, because we have partner CVJC newsrooms, we've been able to incorporate some of their reporting already. But I will say Garth has hit the ground at a full sprint and has already tackled a lot of really important issues in our community, from having a ongoing debate about a mask ban that the city has placed that civil rights watchdogs believe, is violating people's rights, to a dispute between our public safety agencies about which 911 dispatch software to use, to recently fallout from the Charlie Kirk shooting and what that has done with some local politicians in our region. And his work really typifies what we were trying to do at the Focus, which is to give readers exclusive local reporting that both deepens their understanding and connection to the communities where they live.
Yeah. Joe, I'll leave the last word to you. How do you envision the Modesto Focus growing?
Well, I'm hopeful that, we will continue to, as we build this out and have a, more formal launch, later this year or early next year, that we're really going to kind of be a place where you're going to be able to find content that really isn't found anywhere else. I mean, our role really is not to replicate what's already in the market. Our role is to go deep when we can and also celebrate the community. There's a lot of great things that are happening in Stanislaus County and in Modesto. And we have an opportunity to really tell those in a really rich and detailed way. And also, I'm really hopeful that we're going to be able to, build our audience through multimedia and also through social media. I mean, so many people now are, unfortunately, in my opinion, getting most of their news from social media. And so we really have a plan to really be there in a big way so that we're able to give trusted news and information about our communities through social media and to get as many people involved. I think our communities are better when we have spirited discussions about local issues, and that it is a safe place to do that, where people don't immediately get shouted down like sometimes happens on social media. And that's a role that we really want to play. And we know then that our communities will be better because of that.
Well, Joe, Garth, and Marijke, thank you for taking the time and for the conversation.
Thanks so much.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
Marijke Rowland is the editor of the Modesto Focus. Garth Stapley is the publication's accountability reporter. And Joe Kita is the executive editor of the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, the CVJC. The Modesto Focus is a new nonprofit newsroom bringing local news coverage back to Stanislaus County. Still ahead, if you want to meet the goat that provides the milk for your cheese, we have just the place in El Dorado County. We'll talk farm to fork with the owners of Jollity Farm. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.